सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
We'll chant Om Sri Chinmaya Sadgurave Namaha 11 times.
Om Sri Chinmaya Sadgurave Namaha. 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 Om Sri Chinmaya Sadgurave Namaha.
Already chanted the prayer for this particular Upanishad. Happy New Year first. Our Swami Swarupananda, the present head of the Chinmaya Mission, had shared his message this year, saying that we should do three important things. One is Swadhyaya. Second is Seva. And third is Sadhana. So in the first one, he had requested all to start studying Gita, 2 verses per day, and reflect on it. 2 verses would not take more than 10 minutes, even with the commentary. So you keep your Gita book next to your bed. First thing you should do morning is to read those verses with commentary, or during the day. If not, even at the night you can do that. So keep it next to the bed so that you won't forget. Like you do with your laptop or, you know, iPad and all that. Next to that you keep so you won't forget. You know, in many of the hotels, they keep Bible also next to the bed. Two purposes, that you should end the day with prayer. For that only that book is kept. Or if the pillow's height is not, I don't want to say. No, that's not the purpose. They said Bible is nothing but basic instruction before leaving the earth. B-I-B-L-E. So the first thing is Swadhyaya. So recently I started a blog from 15th of January. I share my thoughts in 4 or 5 points every day on 2 verses. Those who would like to follow that, it's called geetaswadhyaya.blogspot.com. Okay, so you can go there. I can share the QR code with you all. And also keep a small journal where you can put your own reflections on those thoughts so that you can remember. When you write, you remember better. So this way, if you do 2 verses per day, end of the year, you finish entire Bhagavad Gita. So you don't say that I never read Gita. At the end of 2024, achieved. Bhagavad Gita completed. At least reading is completed. Think about after living there. The second is seva. Now, in different ways, we are serving, either in the mission or some other way. So enhance that by including more people into that seva. That is possible. Make your seva group a little more big so that give more opportunity to more people to do that seva. Or you can take up additional ones if you have more time. Another important seva that can be done is when we, from CMW or Chinmaya Mission, Central Chinmaya Mission, when they send videos or links, share it with your contacts. We share the jokes and videos, and sometimes they are some useless things also. These are all very useful for people to continue their spiritual sadhana. So that is a seva everybody can do. Also, at the end, when you are having your email, at the end of it, you put your signature. There you can put a quote of Gurudev also. It's a standard thing that goes, in every email of yours. That will also reach out to maximum people. The third one is the sadhana. Like we chanted 11 times, Om Sri Chinmaya Sadgurave Namaha. Now in LA and many other places, wherever I go, I tell them, start every prayer, every meeting with this, every class or meeting with 11 times of chanting. Then after some time, it'll be easy for you to do it at home. So japa of your own Ishta Devata or Gurudev. And if possible, do a small upasana also. Then actually, we are going to open the topic of upasana now. So that will also enhance your spiritual nature. Okay, these 3 things. So swadhyaya, seva, and sadhana. All right, okay. Now, Shweta Ashwatara Upanishad. I think I did last class was April 2023. Sorry for that. So I wanted to come more often, but things are a little difficult there, busy. In this Upanishad, Ishwaraha, the Lord, has been discussed in detail. And in the first chapter, how Bhagavan is Antaryami. Antaryami means one who controls everything from within. Because many Semitic religious concepts are talking about God as an external reality or external being. sitting in the heaven or somewhere. But in Vedanta, what we see is Bhagavan, the Lord, is one who resides in everybody's heart and doing things. That's why he is look like he is hidden. Kaha hai? Bagar mein, you cannot see him outside. Kaha don't rahe ho bando? And he is sitting inside only. So like this electric lamp, the light is no doubt we are enjoying, but the current is inside. Can you see it? No. In the same way, in every being, he presents himself as is the core of everyone, as the one's own life, and the life is an expression of his presence. So this way, Ishwaraha Antaryamin, one who is within and taking care of everything. And the second chapter of this Upanishad talked about how to discipline our life for exclusively thinking about God. There are certain adjustments to be done. And if we keep living in the same way as we have been living, we'll find no time. Very often people say, Swamiji, I want to do it, but there's no time. Kalo na yataha vayame vayataha. So Bhadrahari in his Vairagya Shatakam had said, time doesn't go. We are going in time. Time, does it go anywhere? The watch is running. Is it? Where? Watch is staying there. We are running. Is it not true? One person was driving in a road. On a road, and then he came to a point where he did not know which way to go. He asked somebody, where does this road go? And that fellow was smart. He said, the road doesn't go anywhere. You have to go on. Road doesn't go anywhere. Kalo na yataha vayameva yata. Time does not go anywhere. We are traveling. So when you say, I don't have time, sometime we have to pause, slow down, and restructure ourselves, reorganize ourselves. Any improvement takes place only when we reorganize ourselves to include something which we need to do. If we keep repeating habitually everything, we'll find no time. So here, in this third chapter, it's about prayer. Prarthana. So why prayer is necessary? As much as food is necessary to the body, prayer is necessary for the mind. It rejuvenates, it energizes, it keeps it healthy. A healthy body is one which keeps what is necessary and rejects what is not. Even if you keep something in the fridge, it doesn't reject itself. It keeps there only. One person was standing in a queue in a shop, let us say Costco or something, where they sell everything in bulk, right? So he saw the lady in the front. She had a huge, quantity of tofu. So he asked, Madam, I have a question. Yes. What do you do with this? So much of tofu. I'll keep it in the fridge. After a month, I throw away. He said, I thought you had a better recipe because my wife does the same thing. So, does the fridge reject itself? You have to do it. In the same way, in our mind, we keep so many things which are taking away our energy and time. Prayer is the way of cleaning you. Jo chahiye wo rakh do, jo nahi chahiye usko chhod do. That ability, the strength, and the discrimination comes by prayer. So many people think prayer is begging, prayer is asking and pleading. Prayer is mainly gratitude and also asking Lord's forgiveness for the mistakes knowingly or unknowingly committed. Only when we know that Bhagavan has forgiven, we will be able to not feel guilty about it. Not that we should not feel guilty about something which we consciously did. If you have done something consciously wrong, you should definitely feel guilty about it and correct it also. In one place in a church, the priest was telling the crowd, you know, the way of unburdening yourself is by forgiving people who have done wrong to you. So let us do some prayer for asking the Lord to give the strength to forgive people who have done wrong. So everybody was praying. He was guiding. One lady was just not doing anything, she was looking at. And she was not old lady, senior lady. No, it's old then. Senior citizen. At the end of the prayer, he went to her and said, you know, everybody prayed. Why didn't you do? I am 90 years old. Yeah, I understand that. All those people whom I want to forgive are dead. What's the point? And the priest said, it is more important at this stage you do it. Otherwise, you feel the burden until you die. So one is to show gratitude. Another is also to unburden ourselves. We should be thankful to the Lord as well as give the strength to let go unwanted thoughts. So this chapter is about prayer. Prayer always includes glorification of the Lord. Why should we pray to God? Because he is capable of forgiving us. You don't go to a weaker person and ask for help. If a person is financially strong, you go for asking some financial help. If he is physically strong, then you ask for physical help. Right? When Arjuna became emotionally weak, then he wanted strength from Bhagavan's instructions to meet the situation. In the same way, we have to find out what is our weakness. And we will always find Bhagavan is stronger than that. And he who is strong can alone give us the strength. So therefore, prayer is asking for Bhagavan to give us the strength for us to overcome the weakness, the main weakness being our own mind. We cannot easily handle it. The greatest enemy is also the mind. So here, we'll start with the first verse. First of all, the glory. How Bhagavan is glorious. Sayeko jalavani shade ishani bihi. Sarvan lokan ishade ishani bihi. Ya evaik utbhave sambhave chayah. एतत् पितुः अमृतास्ते भवन्ति एको हि रुद्रो न द्वितीया यतस्तुः य इमान् लोकान् ईशते ईशनीभिः प्रत्यञ्जनस्तिष्ठति संजुको चन्तक काले संसृच्य विश्वा भुवनानि गोपाः जालवान् एकः यः he the one who is jalavan means one who has a network jala means net jalavan meaning one who has a good network you see when they go to parties and all nowadays they wouldn't call it a party networking because otherwise I'm not working so networking what is networking I want to contact people, right? I want to be in touch with people so that I can expand my business. You know, most of the conferences are all about networking. I want to network. So, Jalavan means one who is using Maya as a net. Mayavan. Mayavan, Mayavi. One means one who has balam is called balavan. One who has dhanam is dhanavan, right? So gunavan. Similarly, jalavan. Jalavan means jala here means one who maya, the power. And here it is very clear that even though in Hinduism we find many different forms of gods, but Upanishad always emphasize Ekaha. Yaha, he who is Ekaha, one. And who is he? Jalavan. One who has Maya. It is like, you know, a fisherman when goes into the ocean or the river, let us say, or a big lake, and uses his net. Right? He puts the net, waits for some time, and pulls, and gets all the fishes. So he uses the fish, I mean net, and catches the fish, cannot be caught by the same net. Similarly, ekaha yaha jalavan, one who is using the maya, cannot be caught by maya. Why? Bhagavan says in Gita, mama maya duratyaya. So who will be saved by that maya? Mameva ye prapatyante mayam hetam tarantite. Who will be able to overcome this net of maya? He, the one who surrenders to me, he will not be caught. So that's why it is said, or Guruji used to say, that net can catch everybody except the one who is at the feet. So catch up his feet, catch his feet, then he will not catch, he will not put you under the net. So this Jalavan. And Ishanabi Ishani Bihi Swashakti Bihi Ishate. Ishate means one who controls. Controller is the Ishanam. Isha means to control. Ishate controls. This is a very interesting thing is who can control anything? A controller is one who is not attached to what he controls. If he is attached to what he is controlling, that very attachment will give him, will make him weak. Interesting also on the other hand is, when we don't have an interest, we don't control also. See, I want to control my son, his behavior. I'm not interested in neighbor's son. Because as far as the neighbor is concerned, I am asanga. I have no attachment with that boy. But I am attached to this boy, my son. Then I would like to control his behavior, what he does, how he does everything. So on the one hand, if Bhagavan is not interested, he will not control. On the other hand, he has to get interested to control. Think. So what is the nature of Bhagavan? Disinterestedly, he controls it. He has the compassion, therefore he controls, not out of attachment. Jalavan Ishanibihi Ishade Yaha Ekaha. He the one who has the power of Maya with him, with that he is able to control everything. What? Sarvan Lokan. All the worlds. Lokaha means whatever is known as perceived in this world. Lokyate iti lokaha. Sanskrit, you know, lokyate iti lokaha. Whatever is perceived is called the world. For the children, it is Disney world. Universal world. Right? Or the toy world. You have toy world. Sari world. So what is that? That which you take interest to look at it. You take your son and go to sari world. Is it a world for him? It's a torture. And you go to a Thai world with your son. He gets very excited, but for you it is. Hello, you can let him play for some time. So lokyate, whatever you think and what is important to you. So sarvan lokan does not mean, may mean seven worlds above, seven worlds below. These are all explained in our shastras. But loka means that which is your field of experience. So all your field of experience, all your fields of experience is the one who controls. Again, as I said in the beginning, from where? From inside. Because any experience is, not the eyes are experiencing the forms, not the tongue is experiencing the taste, not the ears are experiencing the sound, not the nose is experiencing the smell, not the skin is experiencing the touch. It is a mind. Which wants rasagulla, your tongue or the mind? Yeah? It is a mind through the tongue wants to experience. See? So, tongue is only a karanam, not karanam. Karan man hai. Our tongue is only karana hai. Yeah. So again, manaha karanam, sarva anubhava karanam, and actually what is prompting the mind? Vasana. And vasanas manifest only when you are awake. Is it not when you are asleep, when I put a rasagulla on your mouth, what happens? Will you experience or not? Because vasana manifestation takes place through the mind, then it is become an experience. So sarva lokanam, sarva lokan ishade ishanibihi. He controls all of them with the power of Maya and he is doing that through his power. Ishanibihi, Ishade. Sa eva ekaha. Again, point is, he alone, one alone is. Udbhavaha, udbhave, sambhave cha. Udbhave, sambhave cha. There are two different, I read two different versions of this meaning. Udbhava means creation. Sambhava means dissolution. But usually the word sambhava is also used for creation. So what it means is udbhave in the creation and the creativity. Sambhava means creativity. As Guruji here puts it, sambhave as Ishanevi udbhave, endowed with the, his glories, and then sambhave at the time of creation. Sambhave at the time. At the time of creation, cha yaha yetad viduhu. Ekaha eva udbhave, ekaha eva sambhave. Meaning, at the time of creation, with these glorious forms of powers of creation, one only. When one knows this one, etat viduhu, one who is ye, here should become ye, those, it's a plural, ye etat viduhu, those who know this, amrutaha te bhavanti, they become immortal. How become immortal? How can one knows this and becomes deathless? Deathless means he's not anymore afraid of death. Deathless doesn't mean he won't die. Obviously, body will die. In Australia, every day they die. Every day. How are you to die? So, now, it is not that immortality does not mean he will not die. He will not be afraid of that death. Why? Because of the knowledge, aham sa eva ekaha. That one who is the controller of everything, ishaha eha aham. Aham in the sense, not I, the jiva, I, the individual, the one who is in me is one. And that doesn't mean. It is like this. I take a cup of water, and there are 5 cups of water, right? After that, and there is a tank of water also. And then I take the 5 cups of water and empty them into the tank of water. Now, all the 5 cups are empty. But water is where? Water has not gone anywhere. Water has merged into the tank of water. Right? So, and then I pick up some, again, the 5 cups of water and put it there. Now, can you say the new waters are created? No. The same water only has come in the 5 cups. Then again, they take the 5 cups and put it in the water. Then the same water only has gone into the tank. So water is one. Cups are many. Sa ekaha, jivaha anekaha. So jivas are many. That Atman is only one. So then when a person, when somebody empties the cup of water into the tank, has not lost anything. He has become one with that one. Which from which it came. Did not. In the same way, the Ishvaraha eva aham, na aham, aham na maranagatam, na mrityuha aham. I do not die. That's what Bhagavan Krishna also says. Where are you saying you're going to die? Nobody dies here. So, when I come to know this, then obviously I recognize my immortal nature. Not that I become immortal. Amrutaha te jananti. It should be understood as bhavanti, even though it's written there. Bhavanti means jananti. They come to know that aham amrutaha. Amrutaha te bhavanti. Amrutaha te jananti. They come to know. Avagachanti. They come to realize this. So this is the first prayer. So, first prayer is what? Ekaha ayaha sa eva jalavan. Sarvan lokan ishate. Everything he controls. Sa eka udbhavaye sambhave cha. Beginning of creation, at the time of creation. Yahye a viduhu amrutaha bhakti. Those who know become immortal. So I'm continuing here. Ekaha hi rudraha. So that same one which earlier did not mention the name, now is given the name Rudraha, because this Shvetashvatara Upanishad is a Shiva Upanishad. It is a Upanishad on the glory of Shiva. Good that you put the Shiva's picture there. So Shivaha. So here Rudraha is another name is Rudra. One meaning of Rudra means Rodayadi Idi Rudraha. One who causes you to cry. That's one meaning. Second meaning is for whom you cry. So for whom you cry means what? Feeling of the Lord, people also cry for the Lord. Not out of anguish or suffering, out of sorrow. But when Bhagavat Smaran se aapko, that you rona aata hai. So when you remember somebody who is very dear to you, oh, you may be alive also, maybe not alive. Don't you feel that emotion coming to your eyes, coming to your heart, and you tears come to you? Maybe mother or father or grandfather, grandmother, somebody or guru. When somebody talks about the glory of the guru, I get tears in my eyes. Because remembrance of that greatness. But when you are sorrowful also, you cry. So it is said that when you remember, I mean, when you are unhappy or you are into trouble and you cry, at that time your tears will be warm. And when you are remembering the Lord or somebody whom you are dear, not out of sorrow, but remembrance of that gives you joyful tears, it will be cold. Cold means not warm. So you must keep a thermos. Once in a while you check when it's joyful tear. But in front of Bhagavan when you cry, yeah. It's actually I'm remembering the Lord. That's why it's tears. It's good. Ashrupurna kolekshana. Eyes are filled with tears. What tears? Joyful tears. So, jiske sochne mein aapko rodan hai, rona aata hai, wo bhi rudra. So, rodayati, one who causes you to cry, and for whom you cry. So whom does he cause to cry? Whom does he make cry? All the rakshasas, those who are against dharma, causing trouble to the world, for them he is really a Rudra. And not for those bhaktas. So Guruji also writes in his commentary, as he says, he causes a cry in three ways you should understand this cry. One is Rudra is another name for Shiva. The auspicious one. The second is one who makes others cry. Third one is one makes his devotees cry when their heart is filled with joy. Another meaning is one who cries means one who melts away all your sins. This is the fourth meaning of that. So, Eka hi Rudraha. And here very clearly, na dvitiha tastu. To make it clear, there is nothing called two. Ek hi hai, do nahi. Even though, as I said, in Hinduism, we have so many gods, it is so many different aspects of God. It is like your son looks at you as a father. But for you, you are a son to your father. So are you a son or the father? Both. Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
No, I'm only a son. You're not a father, I'm a father also. Are you not a brother? Yes, brother also. Are you not an unwanted neighbor? Yes, I am. Are you not the Hasna Bandogya husband? Yes, I am. What are you then? Husband also, son also, father also, grandson also, grandfather also, brother also, cousin also. Who are you? Ekaha eva na dvitiyaha, but he can be seen as many, many different ways. This is not understood properly. Oh, you Hindus have too many gods. That much is the only your understanding. Ask them this question. Are you son or the father or the brother or the friend? Which one? Oh, all. That's exactly the point. Different aspects of it is seen differently. Say, but it's like your son will not treat you as like a son. Can you? Can he treat like that? Tell me. Can your father treat you as father? So therefore, the way an individual approaches the Lord, the way he will or she will treat the God. So there is difference. See, if I approach Ganesha, I will not treat him like, treat Ganesha as Lakshmi. Can I? When you go and worship Shiva, and then I call him Shiva only, not Krishna. As much as my son will treat me like a father only, not as a brother, not as son. In the same way, a bhakta, the relationship he has with the Lord, to that relationship only he will be connected to. Until he comes to realize from the Upanishad standpoint, ekaha eva, then his treatment of every god is the same. As Brahman. So long as we keep the God in a relative plane, our relationship is conditioned. Only when we uplift our understanding of God as the one reality and all the relative relationships are all only temporary, then from that standpoint, you will see all gods as one of them. They are different aspects of the same. And you don't mind somebody is relating to God as differently. So it doesn't matter. Correct only. What is wrong? Because that is your relationship. So once in my door, somebody knocked and said, yes, I opened the door. Are you Hindu? Yes. Do you believe in Christ? Oh, yeah, him also. They got very upset. Him also means what? He is also God. He is the only God. Maybe for you, it's I accept. I don't deny your standpoint. But from my, you are asking me, right? In my standpoint, he is also God. They went away. They couldn't understand this point of view. I cannot say I'm only a son. No, no other relationship. That is foolishness. So, ekaha rudraha na dvitiyaya tastu yaha iman lokan, same as the before, ishanibihi ishate. He alone is one without a second, controls the entire world, all the worlds. Meaning what? He doesn't have anything else other than himself to do that. Kisi se koi help nahi mangta hai. Uska avashya bhi nahi hai. He doesn't need any other power to do this. It is an inherent power in him. He doesn't have to depend upon anything else to do this. Because Maya being his own power. So here he is Ishate Niyamayati Ishan Ishanibihi Iman Lokan. Then now he is very clear. What? Pratyang janastishtati. Pratyag means in every being, it is staying there. Pratyag as in innermost self, janastishtati. It cannot be more ambiguous. There is no ambiguity. How does he control? Within. From within, he is controlling. Pratyang janastishtati. Sanchukochan. Sanchukochan is a very interesting word. And Sanchukocha, meaning he withdraws. When? At the time of Antakale. At the time of Pralaya. So what is Pralaya? Pralaya means dissolution. Dissolution means the world that we see is no more. How can the world that we see becomes no more? How can it be no more? That means it is destroyed. No, dissolved. Now today, the class before at 4:30, I was taking another class on Dakshinamurti Stotram. You see, the consciousness is reflected in our buddhi, which is known as Chidakasha. Chidakasha are known as reflected consciousness. Chidabhasa is called. Chidabhasa. Or Chidakasha, meaning consciousness as the Chit. Now, this Chidabhasa, the inner, this, that reflected consciousness is the one which illumines the world through the eyes, ears, nose, etc. Chakshuradikarana dvara bahispandate, it is said in Dakshinamurti Stotra. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, etc. Just like what? A light lamp left, kept inside the pot which has a lot of apertures. How the light flows outside those pots through those holes. It becomes a holy pot. Whenever I see the Halloween, you know, I remember that only. One light only. From a distance, when you look at it, it looks like many lights. Or in some disco place and all, no? There's something rotating there. One light only they put. Because of the many mirrors that they have, or glass pieces, it looks like many, many lights are moving about. So here it is, light is inside. The light inside, when it comes through those holes, it appears as though many lights are coming. And in the same way, Ekaha Deepaha Antastitaha Paramatma Chakshuradikarana Dvara Bahispandade. Bahispandade means it comes out and then Sarva Vishayan Vyapnoti. Meaning it goes and picks up all the Vishayas that are there for it to comprehend. Through the eyes, it looks at the forms and colors, with the ears, sounds, with the nose, the smell, with the tongue, the taste, the skin, the touch, right? These are jnanendriyas. And these very external envelopment of consciousness is returning as vritti to the mind. And the vritti, when it joins the chidabhasa, it becomes knowledge. But it happens so quickly, so we don't realize that the consciousness alone is making every perception possible through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, etc. And this consciousness, reflected consciousness, flowing through the senses, making the objects known as I know. Now, the discussion in that point is, in that particular verse, which Sureshwaracharya is elaborately is dealing with that. He says, can the objects of the world remain independently able to be seen without the presence of consciousness? See, when the dark room, I put on the light, One light, I put it on, and I come to see the chairs. So with the help of the light, I'm seeing the chairs. Without the light, help of the light, I cannot see the chairs. This is step number one, you understand. Light alone is making me able to see the chair. Right? Second, what I am seeing is the light, not the chair. Think.
Yes.
Is the eyes capturing the light or the chair? You may say, light reflected by the chair. Correct or not? Like a camera doesn't capture the object. It captures only light. And let us say that if you have a flash camera, flash is coming from where? From the camera. Capture that. That same flash only it's capturing. It goes and hits the object and brings it back. Right? What is it capturing? It is not capturing the picture, capturing the chair. It is the capturing the light reflected from the chair. If you understand this, consciousness enveloping the objects and coming back as vritti, the vritti is what is known to us. The thought alone is known to us. The thought has the form of the object. Object here, it can be physical form, or it can be smell, it can be taste, it can be touch, it can be what will say?
Sound.
Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandham. Now tell me, when it is withdrawn means what? When the chidabhasa no more operates through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, etc., will there be world? Known world will be there or not. This is happening every day in your sleep. Is the world getting out of you or you are getting out of you? You are withdrawing from the world, right? When you withdraw from the world, individually, don't worry about others. They may be busy with that. As far as you are concerned, the world is no more as you withdraw your consciousness from the world. Right? Now, when I withdraw my consciousness from the world, you may say, I have withdrawn, but others are still watching it or doing it. Whatever. They are in the world. Let us not bother about that right now. So, now, when I withdraw, that is called, here the word, Sankocha Antakale. Sankocha, let us take the word. When it is withdrawing, he alone is, earlier word said that, Udbhave Sambhave. Udbhave in the creation, and at the time of creation, it is the one who is making that possible. And Sankoche, Sankocha Kale, Sankocha at the time of withdrawal, who withdraws this consciousness, which is Pratyang Janan Tishtati. One who is. Now, you understand, in each individual, the one who is present, not as many, one only, present in all, when he withdraws, when it said, individually when he withdraws, it is sleep, he withdraws from all of them. Then, there is the world. To whom is the world? Nobody is watching. If I have withdrawn and you are watching, you may say the world is still there. From everyone he withdraws. And he did not have to withdraw from one by one. One pull. That's it. He takes a shift gear. That's it. One pull. Everybody out. That is Antakal. Sankochantakale. Sankuchantakale. Samsritya Samsritya Vishwa Bhuvanani Gopa. And also he is capable of again putting the gear back and create. He can withdraw, he can create. Creation means again what? Start expressing again. Like every morning you are created. The devil has opened up. Devil has, devil has woken up. You withdraw, the world is not. You wake up, the world is. In the same way, when Sankucha Antakari, and then Samsrijya, having created again, Samsrijya Vishwaha Bhuvanani, world and all the living, all the earth, etc. And also Gopaha, he is the one who protects it also. While in the time when he is expressing, he is also taking care of all that. See, we think that we are taking care of many things in this world. Bhagavan takes care of everything in this world. You don't go and water the forests. And who's feeding all the living beings? Through the sun, through the moon, through the water, through the earth, through the rain, through everything. So don't you ever claim that you are taking care of anything. Even your own family, etc. Bhagavan actually taking care even if you don't. Because everybody is going on in their life according to their prarabdha, and Bhagavan will take care of that, you whether you do it or not. So let us understand. So the prayer is to submit. O Lord, you are the Gopaha. You are the one who protects. You are the one who creates. You are the one who annihilates. You are sitting in everybody's heart and then making sure that the entire creation is taken care of with your power of Maya. These are all the feeling of greatness of the Lord. So Upanishad also brings about this prayerful attitude, love for the Lord. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Kaschid Dukkhavartaveet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.